Father, I just thank you, and I really do praise you and give you all honor and all glory for the people who came out this morning. I thank you, Father God, that you're still on your throne. I thank you, Father, that you have your hands upon each and every one of our lives, that you are still speaking, leading, guiding, and directing your children in the ways that you would have them to go. Each one, Father, that came out this morning to sit in your presence, I'm asking, Father God, for a special blessing to be upon them. And Father God, those who are traveling on this Labor Day weekend, I'm asking safety for each and every person. And Father, we just give you all praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God was really with us yesterday. We had a beautiful, beautiful day, and see how bad it is out there today. The humidity's already started, but I just thank God when I stepped outside of my door this morning, I thanked him for yesterday because he really did meet us in a wonderful way with the weather. Okay, God's trying to get us ready for battle, and some of us are losing the battles, and some of us are winning battles. So, you know, but we just have to keep going. We don't stop because we lost a battle. We just keep going, knowing that God is in control, and we are really going to do the things that God told us to do. Now, the message this morning is totally God. So we're going to start it. God said, this day I say, come into the council of... Now, listen to what he's saying to you, because he's talking to you people in here. This day I say, come into the counsel of my heart, and know my ways, saith the Lord. Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Be totally and completely secure in me, and know and receive all of my strengths. And the day before he gave me this, he talked about his heart in the daily word. But let's read this again. This day I say, come into the counsel of my heart, and know my ways, saith the Lord. Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Be totally and completely secure in me. See that? You have to be totally and completely secure in him. And know and receive all of my strength. So you're going to need all of God's strength to endure with what is coming ahead. God spoke to me this morning, and he gave me quite a prophetic word for what's going to be transpiring across this nation in the next couple months. And it's not going to be fun. And we're going to need all the strength from God that we can get to endure. In fact, he even told me in the word that we would see some go on home right now because they would not be able to endure what's the darkness that's coming, and because they're too weak, they're not strong yet in the Lord. So he's going to take them while they are still his. So if you have a loved one that dies, it's not because, you know, it's God taking them because he knows they're not going to be able to endure what is coming down the road. All right? And so don't get all messed up because all of a sudden one of your loved ones are gone. I think it's wonderful that he does that. You know, we take them knowing that they wouldn't make it through the darkness. Now, God said, children, you operate out of weak strength, when I want you to operate out of my strength. My strength is full of my power and authority. See that? My strength knows no weakness whatsoever. Take a new look at yourself and see what I am saying about you. Let's read that again. Children, you operate out of weak strength, when I want you to operate out of my strength. My strength is full of my power and authority. My strength knows no weakness in whatsoever, period. Take a new look at yourself and see what I am saying about you. So each one of us need to take this word personally. He's talking to you personally, all right? This dispensation of time that we have entered into has brand new assignments that I so desire to hand out to my peoples, but my peoples are not ready to receive these assignments. Why? Because they have not lingered around my essence and received all the power and authority I so desire to give to them. You have not drawn close to God, so therefore you have not received everything that God's been trying to give to you. God said, does not my word tell you that when you are weak, then you are strong? And you'll find that in 2 Corinthians 12:10. It says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. I think we really need to sort of memorize that scripture because, you know, we don't delight in insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. Right? God said, what does that mean? That means that when you cannot do a thing, I will step in and I will accomplish that task for you if you will ask me to. Father, I can't do this. You're going to have to do this for me. This is what he's saying to you, all right? You see, little ones, this is a brand new ball game, and you're the ones up to bat, and the enemy can no longer throw you a curve ball. But you shall hit nothing but home runs, and you will drive the ball out of the park over and over again. The ball is the enemy, and you shall strike him in the head and throw him off course, and he will not be able to regain his strength to fight. Let's read that again. You see, little ones, this is a brand new ball game, and you are the ones up to bat, and the enemy can no longer throw you a curved ball. But you shall hit nothing but home run after home. I'm sorry, but you shall hit nothing but home runs, and you will drive the ball out of the park over and over again. The ball is the enemy, and you shall strike him in the head and throw him off course, and he will not be able to regain his strength to fight. Now, get that down into your spirit. Time marches on and it waits for no one. I have each and every day numbered, and all will soon see that I am surely the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, and there is none like me in all the face of the earth. I say absolutely none like unto me. And I've noticed a lot of my own personal prophetic words that God, you, when he's telling me what's going to happen, he always says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's sort of stressing that point. And Deuteronomy 33:26 says, there is none like God, O Jerusalem, who rides through the heavens to your help, through the skies in his majesty. God rides through the heavens to help you. If we could get that down into our spirit, man, the devil would never, ever win another battle. Because we would understand in its fullness that God is winning the battles for us. And I'm hearing God say, that's why some of you become so battle weary, because you still don't understand that I am fighting your battles for you, and you're still wearing yourself out fighting your own battles. God said, march, little ones, march like never before, and take your banner of peace with you, and never allow the enemy any more space. Make him keep his distance, for you are no longer his puppet. You have graduated, and you are now my strength and my power, and you shall take this strength and this power to the nations, and you shall win multitudes for my kingdom. Now, how long ago did you all graduate? Remember we had that graduation ceremony? All right, God's talking about it here again. For you no longer are his puppet. You have graduated, and you are now my strength and my power, and you shall take this strength and power to the nations, and you shall win multitudes for my kingdom. God said, this day, I say, search your hearts, this day, and know who you are in me. And this is why I've been reading a few articles from different pastors are saying the reason why the people are being defeated is because they don't know who they are in Christ. And we know that to be a fact because God tells us that over and over again. So he said, this day, I say, search your hearts and know who you are in me. Cast off all manner of evil thinking and follow me in pure, unadulterated love. This love will tear down every mountain, and this love will cross over the seas and accomplish all that I have purposed it to accomplish. See, we have not walked in that unadulterated love as of yet. In Psalm 139, verse 23 says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms 139:23-24. The author of Psalms said, search me, O God, and know my heart. See, how many of you are afraid to ask God to search your heart? I don't know why you're afraid, because he already knows. You know, he knows all things. And I think that we need to every day say, God, search my heart. Search my heart and let me know what is in there that's not of you. Because every day something new is going to happen to your life to make you sort of get off course. And you're going to have to make sure that you ask God to search your heart and tell you if you've gone off course. All right? God said, yes, the gross darkness will come, and yes, many will give into this gross darkness. But I say unto you, I am that I am, and there is none other like unto me, and what I created I will uphold. Did he create you? Didn't he just say he's going to uphold you, right? My word tells you that I created all of heaven and earth and everything in it. The enemy does not know how to create. He only knows how to destroy. You are my wrecking balls, excuse me, and you will destroy the walls of hell, and you shall set the captives free at every turn. I think a couple years ago, God told us we were his wrecking balls. And now he's reminding us of that once again, that we are his wrecking balls, not the devil's. All right? God said, my Holy Spirit will go with you, and he will tell you of things to come. What did he say there? My Holy Spirit will go with you, and he will tell you of things to come, and he will lead you into all truth. You need not be afraid of what tomorrow brings, because the Holy Spirit is in all your tomorrows, and he goes wherever you go, and he knows exactly what I want you to accomplish in your time on this earth. See that? He knows exactly what God wants you to accomplish on your time on this earth. God said, fret not, little ones, for I am with you, and I will never leave nor forsake you. You are my chosen vessels of honor that I so desire to work through. You are my messengers of hope. You're the messenger of hope that you will take to a hopeless world. This world is dying slowly, but you are being sent forth to bring new life and new hope to her. Do you understand this? This world is dying slowly, but you are being sent forth to bring new life and new hope to her. Think not on what you will say nor what you will do. My Holy Spirit will tell you exactly what to do and when to do it. Barbara, I'm looking at you constantly because you're sitting in the fire glory of God. The fire of God is just consuming you as you sit there. Now just let that overtake you right now. Thank you, Father. There's been something you've been asking God to do for you, and God said he's doing it right now. You've been searching his heart, and he's given you the desires of your heart right now. Then God goes on to say, there is a hope and a future for this lost and dying world. See, a lot of people say there isn't. But God said, there is a hope and a future for this lost and dying world. Now is a time to fulfill my word in all of its fullness. So much work to be done in so little time. The workers are scarce, but I am raising up a new breed of workers that will come into my house and destroy the works of darkness at every turn. These new workers know what it is like to be bound, and they know what it is like to be set free, and they will not be afraid of the devourer. For they have been down that road, and they know how he works, and they will throw all of heaven's weapons at him and destroy him on all fronts. And it came to me, Ramirez is his name, right? Ramirez, he was dedicated to Satan before he was ever born. So he was born a Satanist, and I forgot how many years he was a Satanist and did all kind of evil for the devil, but somehow or other he got born again, and he's out there working for God and telling the truth about what Satan's all about, and Satan is harassing him. He's not letting him alone, but he's standing his ground, and he's doing the works for the Father. See, he knows how the devil works, and he knows exactly what all of his tactics are at all times. Therefore, he knows how to fight him. But how is he fighting? Through the name of Jesus. He knows that the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus destroys all the enemy's works. So what did he say? But I am raising up a new breed of workers that will come into my house and destroy the works of darkness at every turn. And that new breed of workers are people who are on drugs or prostitutes or perverted, who have been down in the very throes of hell. And God is going to pull them up out of that, and he's going to bring them in the house of God, and they are going to tear down the walls of the enemy. Some of you in here, sitting in here, you might be one of those already. You know, and God's been working with you, and he's got you cleaned up then so you can help these others that come in. Because you know where the devil had you, and you know how he tricks you, and so there you know how to fight him, right? All right, there is absolutely nothing to fear. Now, get that into your spirit. There's absolutely nothing to fear. Yes, the enemy does rage, but all of heaven is on watch to come to your rescue. The angelic host have been given their assignments to watch and proceed forth with victory in their wings, and the battles will be fought from the heavenly perspective and not the earthly realm. Anytime that you're in a predicament, you can count on the fact that God has already sent given the angels assignments to come and fight your battle for you. All you have to do is stay in peace. And that's where the enemy defeats us, because he immediately draws you out of your peace. Then you get all befuddled and you do all kind of dumb things. And then you tie God's hands, you tie the angel's hands. The Holy Spirit can't help, because now you're going into your flesh, and your flesh is in operation trying to do what only God can do. Right? You have been through very strict training, and I have pulled everything out of you that would hinder you winning every battle. Everybody in here can say that you've been to the woodshed more times than you care to go. You've been through very strict training. And God hasn't cut anybody any slack. I'm so glad that I serve a father who does not cut me slack. Because I'd just soon he chastise me and I go to heaven than him let me go and I go to hell. So you have been through very strict training, and I have pulled everything out of you that would hinder you winning every battle. You have strength. Now listen to what he's saying. You have strength, stature, and courage, and you have been taught the fundamentals of spiritual warfare. You have been given explicit instructions on how the evil one operates and how to counteract his every move. You have all the weapons of heaven at your disposal. You see that? You have strength, stature, and courage. Do you? Yeah, yeah. You ask yourself, do I really have strength, stature, and courage? God says you do. Now you have to agree with God. I don't care what you feel. I don't care how you feel. You have to agree with God. He said you have strength, stature, and courage. And you have been taught the fundamentals of spiritual warfare. In fact, you teach others. Right? We know God never lies. So if this is what he says that you are, then that's what you are. All right? Get that down in your spirit. Quit allowing the enemy to tell you otherwise. Fortitude is a buzzword in the heavenly realm at this given time. You need fortitude to stand against the wiles of the evil one, for he knows no mercy, and he shows no mercy. But you, little ones, you have been building up your most holy faith, and you have been building up your muscles through my word as you studied the apostles of old. So I've been telling you, look to see what the disciples did. So God said, as you've been studying what they did, you're building up your spiritual muscles, and you're able to go out there and defeat the enemy at every turn. Some of you just got 70 on that. You did not get 100. Amen. Come on. God said you have been through one shockwave after another, and there is absolutely nothing new that the enemy has to throw your way to pull you off course. You have been through one shockwave after another, and there is absolutely nothing new that the enemy has to throw your way to pull you off course. If you could only see into the spirit realm through my eyes, God says, there would never be one day of discouragement in your lives, for you would see the enemy crawling on his belly in the dirt that you kick in his face. This is why God says we need to ask him to see through his eyes and quit looking through our natural eyes. So let's say that again. You have been through one shockwave after another, and there is absolutely nothing new that the enemy has to throw your way to pull you off course. And I said, well, God, if, with me, I find something new sometimes. If you could only see into the spirit realm through my eyes, there would never be one day of discouragement in your lives, for you would see the enemy crawling on his belly in the dirt that you kick in his face. God said, does not my word tell you that I sit in heavenly places laughing the enemy into derision? And so I looked it up in Psalm 2:4, said, he who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord holds them in derision. There's always a word to back up what God says, always. God says, allow me to open up your spiritual eyes right now. So I ask God, say, open up my spiritual eyes right now, so you can see into the spirit realm and understand what is transpiring even as we speak. Aren't you so glad? I mean, aren't you so tired of looking through your own eyes and just seeing what you, what the devil wants you to see? And isn't it time we start only seeing through spiritual eyes and only seeing what God wants us to see, no matter what the circumstances are around about us? And God's saying the ploy of the enemy in doing this is to pull you so totally off course that you will never trust God ever again. And God's saying too many are starting to believe the lies of the enemy instead of the truth that God is speaking to you. What he's saying is you are seeing yourself do things you know is not right, and therefore the enemy's making you believe that I'm not with you and that you're changed. Do you not know that the enemy is always going to send an old habit back to you to discourage you? And he'll do it at a moment when you're engrossed in something else, and all of a sudden there it comes, and before you gather yourself together, there you did. You know what I'm saying? And this is why God is saying we should continually walk in the Spirit, and therefore we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Children, so much preparation going on right now. There is a wedding supper being prepared. There is a war to be fought. There is much rejoicing to take place. And all of heaven is preparing for all of these things. And as they prepare for all of these things, there is singing and dancing all over the heavenly realm. Such sweet melodies flowing from the saints' lips. I tell you, this is a grand time in the heavenlies. And I so desire that it be the same with each of my children in my houses of worship. We know we're so busy we can't even hardly keep things straight some days, right? I mean, it's just a boom, boom, boom. There isn't a second to even be concerned about what's going on in your life. You're that busy. But God said in the heavenlies, even though they're constantly busy, they're constantly singing and praising. And I think we can always have a praise on our lips, right? God said, take a stand for righteousness and follow the leading of my Holy Spirit and never, ever be taken off guard by the enemy ever again. Take a stand for righteousness and follow the leading of my Holy Spirit and never, ever be taken off guard by the enemy ever again. So right now, you should be saying, God, I take a stand for righteousness. And I'm going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And as I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, the enemy cannot take me off course. All right? You young kids, if you would just start asking the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you and direct you, you would find that you wouldn't be doing some of the things that are not of God that you do. Because the Holy Spirit will, and I'm going to be teaching on that tonight, the Holy Spirit will convict you of the things that you're doing that's not of God. God says, keep your composure at all times. This is not the time to get befuddled. This is a time of true, unadulterated worship and praise. This is a time to dance as David danced. This is a time to love as I love and bring the lost and dying into the kingdom realm. Children, this is a time, and there will never be another time like this one. And you know, I'm hearing God say, I'm only going to come around this way once, because that's all it's going to take before the second coming of my son, Jesus. So what he's doing right now is preparing the way for the second return of his son, Jesus, for the second time. And he can't go this way again. You know, he has to get it completed this time around. All things must be fulfilled in this time span. I have perfect order in my kingdom, and this is the time for the harvest to take place. I'm just hearing God say, we're going to hear a big boom, and that will be the glory dropping, and then soul after soul after soul will be brought into his kingdom. I'm trying to get you prepared for this suddenly that's going to come upon you. Some of you are rejoicing for what I'm going to do, but some of you are still messed up, wondering, will you make it? And God is saying you need to quit wondering if you're going to make it, and just make it. You know, instead of wondering, am I going to make it, just work at making it. And don't allow any storm to take you off course, is what God's saying. God said, I am searching to and fro, looking for those who will come up hither, even this moment, and dine with me in a new way. The old way will not work in this new dispensation of time. Remember, I said all things are made new. So he's saying here, I am searching to and fro, looking for those who will come up hither, even this moment. So are you desiring to go up hither? Do you want to see yourself seated in heavenly places right now? Do you want the masquerade ball to be over and only see the truth? This is what God is asking you right now. It's not up on the screen, but this is what he's asking you right now. The old way will not work. And how many times he told us this in this new dispensation of time? Remember, I said all things are made new. And I find myself, and I'm praying, yes, I don't say, well, I would like what used to be. I really try to erase that out of my vocabulary, because God has said to me over and over again, do not want what you used to have, because what I'm taking you into is so much greater. But what I used to have is so much greater than what I'm having right now. And I really have to work really hard at not wanting what I used to have, because if I want that, then I'm not going to go into the greater things that the Bible tells us about. And I know some of you sitting here are the same way, because you know what it was like to be bathed in the glory and see miracle after miracle after miracle. Then you sit in this dead, dying desert for 15 years, and you can't hardly wait for the glory to drop. Right? I know some of you, like me, even dream about the glory dropping and all the miracles that's going to happen. And when you're sitting, you know, someplace in your house or just working, you think about what's going to happen when the glory drops. And that's okay. God wants us to keep our mind stayed on things above and not on things of this world. We should be having our mind on what it's going to be like when the glory drops, and all this badgering that the enemy's been doing to us will all of a sudden be gone. All right. Do you fully understand what I am saying to you? Do you fully understand that you are my perfect vessels of honor that I so desire to work through? Now, this is for you guys right here, right now, whoever's watching. This is for you. Do you fully understand what I am saying to you? Do you fully understand that you are my perfect vessels of honor that I so desire to work through? And you're saying, oh, but God, you know what I just did yesterday. But God is saying, you are my perfect vessels of honor that I so desire to work through. Do you not understand that I have been working at good works inside of you, and I have been removing all that would destroy? Do you not understand that the enemy can in no wise touch you as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty? See, we don't understand this fullness. Hear what he said there. Do you not understand that the enemy can in no wise touch you as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty? Are you staying under the shadow of the Almighty? Are you staying in his glorious presence all the time, no matter what's going on around about you? Children come forth unprovoked by the evil one. See that? Come forth unprovoked by the evil one and walk in the stature that I have prepared for you, and lean not to your own understanding, but stay focused on me, the mighty one. Let's read that phrase again. Do you not understand that the enemy can in no wise touch you? I want you to get that in your spirit. As you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. See, you have to abide before he cannot touch you. Children, come forth unprovoked by the evil one, and walk in the stature that I have prepared for you, and lean not to your own understanding, but stay focused on me, the mighty one. Some of you are staying focused on your bondage. You need to quit staying focused on your bondage, and you need to be focused on what God has called you to do. The enemy is making you look at your bondage, because if you keep looking at your bondage, he knows you'll never go another step further. You'll be stuck in that place, right? But you need to laugh in his face like God does and say, devil, I'm moving on. You can stay here if you want, devil, but I'm moving on. You're not going to bind me up. You're not going to have me in this pit of despair, right? Come on. All of heaven is rejoicing as I speak to you, for they understand that you have finally, now listen to this. All of heaven is rejoicing as I speak to you, for they understand that you have finally achieved the goal I have been bringing to you. Now, the God doesn't lie. Come on. I had to laugh too when I typed that. They understand that you have passed the test placed before you. You don't see it. Now there you say, you don't see it because you are still operating out of the natural realm. But I want you to operate out of the spirit realm, and then you will have total victory at every turn. I'm going to teach you tonight how to do that, hopefully. Isn't that a neat statement, though? All of heaven is rejoicing as I speak to you, for they understand that you have finally achieved the goal I have been bringing to you. You understand that you have passed a test placed before you. You don't see it because you're still operating out of the natural realm, but I want you to operate out of the spirit realm, and then you will have total victory at every turn. Hallelujah. Right? God says you have been given one assignment after another. Some you have failed, and others you have passed. But now is the time when you will not fail an assignment, but you will win at every turn, for you have finally come to grips with the enemy of your soul, which is doubt and unbelief, he said, and you have determined to go forward unhindered. That's for right now. That's for you all that's listening. Now, do you believe God or not? You know, he tells the truth. Are you going to believe the lies the enemy is speaking to you, even as you sit in your seat? God knows all about you. He knows everything you're doing. He knows when he knew from day one when you was going to fall, when you was going to get up, when you was going to fall, when you was going to get up, and he knew with the day you're going to get up and stay up. He knew all that. If you don't believe that, then you don't believe God. Believe in God. All of hell is trembling at this very moment, for they know and they see that you have finally grasped hold of what I have been showing you, and now they are the ones trembling because they know they have been defeated. Now, is that a true statement over your life? Are you finally going to get this into your spirit and believe it? All of hell is trembling at this very moment as you sit right here and listen. For they know and they see that you have finally grasped hold of what I have been showing you, and now they are the ones trembling because they know they have been defeated. Before, you were the ones that were trembling because you were the ones that were being defeated. But now he, according to God, is the one that's trembling. Now, do you really believe that? Don't leave here undecided today. God is doing a good works within you, and he's speaking the truth over you. He knows exactly what you even thought whenever you got out of bed this morning or even on your way to church. But he's still telling you that you have made it. So let's start believing God, right? Let's start speaking positive like God does and not negative. Then I said, we are God's chosen vessels, and he is ready to use each one of his children to bring in this harvest. According to what God just spoke to us, we need strength and stature to carry the anointing that God is releasing. To walk in those realms, we cannot be weak. We have to be people strengthened in our inner man so as to completely fulfill and be finishers of that which God is giving to us. We have to walk in the maturity of Christ in us. That's me speaking, but that sounds like God, doesn't it? Let's read that again. We are God's chosen vessels. Yeah, this Lighthouse Church, you guys are sitting here, you guys are listening, you are chosen vessels by God. The Lighthouse Church was formed to be forerunners. And we have been preparing the way for the second coming of Christ ever since we started. We are a church, it is a house of refuge. God had me put that sign up, I don't know how many years ago. I did it out of obedience, not knowing what it was all about, but now I know what it's all about. We are a chosen people. And so that is not bragging. That's not prideful. We are a chosen people. We are a chosen generation. And God wants to use us. And this is why we've been going through such strict, God's been really strict with us. Let's just put it that way. He won't let us get away with anything. One time, Brother Larry was prophesied over, and they said, well, because he asked the prophet, how come I can't do what so-and-so does? He asked that to the prophet. And the prophet, she said, well, because of the calling on your life, you can't do what other people do. And he came out there really mad. I said, what are you mad about? And he said, well, I don't think it's fair that I can't do what other people does just because I have a calling on my life. But see, this is the way it is. You're the one that said, here I am, Lord, use me. God just was looking, and you opened your big mouth. And you said that. And so now he has to train you to be so that you can be a good warrior. He can't send warriors out into the battlefield that are not strengthened. He had to train you, and he had to get all the old junk out of you. All right? So I said, according to what God just spoke to us, we need strength and stature to carry the anointing that God is releasing to walk in those realms, we cannot be weak. We have to be a people. All right, let's just stop there. How many of you, sometimes you're fighting a battle after battle and you feel really weak, but then God will speak to you and say, you're strong. You can do this thing. He allows you to go through battles so he can strengthen you. If we never went through a battle, we would never get strong. We just would not. If God was always pampering us, we'd become spoiled kids that he could never use. The devil does that enough with his children. God, on the other hand, he builds us up and he strengthens us. All right, we have to be people strengthened in our inner man so as to completely fulfill and be finishers of that which God is giving to us. We have to walk in the maturity of Christ in us so we know that Jesus was mature. And we know that Jesus is inside of us. Well, if you don't know, you should know that Jesus is inside of you. Then Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9 says, now listen to what this verse is telling you. Isaiah 41, verse 9, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its furthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame, and confounded. We all need to know that scripture because we get all upset when somebody comes against us. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who were against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Fear not, you worm Jacob, you men of Israel. I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. God is telling us here in Isaiah 41 that he is the one that's helping us. He is the one that's encouraging us. He is the one who is holding our right hand. He is the one who's been bringing you through the trials and tribulations of this life that you've had to go through. It's him. You didn't bring yourself through it. Well, some of you tried, and that's why you got messed up. But once you finally conceded to the fact that without God you can't do anything, then God started to cleaning you up. And now you've been strengthened, you're mature in Christ, and you can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can do them. I was getting ready for church this morning, and God spoke to me. He said, daughter, I chose you to lead my people because you never went astray in your life, and you've allowed me to build you up and to be strengthened through every dark trial there is. Therefore, I can use you to build my people up. If God has called you, then you are a person that God can use to build others up. If God called you. And I know that as I look around, that God has called all of you. And you're going to go through trials and tribulations. Your life is not going to be good all the time. And you go through these things so God can build you up, so you can help other people that you meet that are going through the same trials and tribulations that you already went through. So quit cursing the things you used to go through. It was all so God could use you to do what he wants you to do in this dispensation of time. Are you understanding this morning? God is trying to get it into your head this morning, you know, in your hearts, I'll say, into your hearts this morning that he is leading, guiding, and directing you. And you are ready now to go forth and do the works that God has called you forth to do. You know, a lot of people say, well, I just wish God would tell me what I'm, you know, send me after to do it. You weren't ready yet to go out there. I was on the evangelistic field for quite a few years, and God pulled me in off the evangelistic field. And I said, God, why did you do that? He said, because the enemy was getting ready to destroy you through other pastors. And I had to bring you in off the field and build you up some more before I could send you back out there again. And they were starting to do that. They were starting to come against. But see, I'm so glad that I serve a father who did that to me. Brought me in off the field and had me sit in a church building. Well, I was in one anyhow, but I was out evangelizing a lot. So, you know, when God knows when the enemy is going to try to destroy you, and God knows exactly what he has to do with you so the enemy can't destroy you. So let's not fuss about what's going on in our life. If we're really following God, then everything that's happening in our life is God called to do. All right? Now, God said, you're ready. Are you ready? See, God said it, I didn't. And he's telling the truth. Are you going to accept the truth? Or are you still going to sit around and accept the lies that the enemy's telling you? The choice is yours this morning. God said, that God is saying right now that what he wants to do this morning is to engraft you into the vine more securely than you were yesterday. That as you hang on the vine, sometimes your troubles get heavy and start loosening you from the vine. In other words, you start relying on your flesh instead of God. And right now what God wants to do is he wants to engraft you, infuse you more securely into that vine that you won't drop off. So that's what the altar's open for this morning. A new strengthening to be engrafted more securely into the vine.